All I need is some sunshine. All I need. All I need is some sunshine. All I need.
Hey everybody, welcome to CKVI Educational Radio. I'm your host, Owen Dara, and you'll be with me today for a show centered around climate change. I'll talk about what effect it's having on the world, and the danger of failing to recognize it as a serious issue across our planet. As we move throughout the hour, we'll also have time for some music. You heard Timber Tambor start off the show with their song Black Water, a personal favorite of mine from their Creep On, Creepin' On album. However, contrary to the lyrics, more sunshine may not be all we need. Humanity's impact on our world's climate is an ever-present and ever-worsening problem. We hear about it almost every day, and most of us feel reasonably educated on the issue, but the world is changing, and it's hard to know how much damage is yet to be caused. Reports from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change forecast a rise in global temperature of up to 5 degrees Celsius over the next century, which is a staggering number if one considers that at the end of the last ice age, the average temperature was only 5 degrees lower. That's the reality of our effect on the world, and several degrees is all that stands between us and extremely dramatic environmental changes. Studies performed by NASA indicate that we will continue to see increasing effects of climate change in the coming decades. North America will continue to lose ice in the far north and mountain ranges, experiencing more frequent heat waves. Significant extinction is expected in South America, as well as increased flooding in Europe. By 2020, African agricultural production may be cut by as much as half, adding to sporadic droughts worldwide and record cold winters in some areas. The longer we mistreat our planet, the less comfortable it's going to be. When we get back from the break, I'll tell you about some of the reasons why more is not being done, and how it's hurting the situation, but first, let's have some music. Here's Buck 65 with an instrumental tune, Killed by a Horse.
Thank you.
Hey there, you're back on CKVI Educational Radio with your host Owen for an hour on climate change. One of the biggest impediments to stopping prolonged damage to our environment is the political mentality towards climate change. Although more of our world is recognizing it as a prime issue to be wary of, there remain politicians and public figures who insist that climate change is an invention of their opponents, whether for personal reasons or fear-mongering, ties to environmentally unfriendly corporations, or otherwise. There remain people fighting alternative energy sources like wind farms and solar panels, most often simply due to appearance. To learn a bit more about the situation with climate change deniers, here's a clip from an interview acquired from the CBC through a permissions request of American climatologist Michael Mann speaking on the matter.
Well, you know, the evidence for human influence on the climate, for human-caused global warming and climate change just becomes stronger with each additional year of data that we have that comes in that tells us that indeed we're seeing unprecedented warmth, we are seeing unprecedented melt of sea ice up in the Arctic. So the evidence gets stronger and stronger, and the scientific community, if you look at various assessments of where scientific opinion stands, something like 99% of scientists who work in this area agree with the consensus view that climate change is real, it's caused by us, and it represents a threat if we don't do something about it. Unfortunately, we do see some intransigence in the political sphere. Here in the U.S., we have a House of Representatives with a science committee that is led by a Republican politicians who don't even accept that climate change is real. So there's this huge gulf between where the science is, the science says this is a problem we need to deal with, and where our politics are. We're at a bit of a stalemate right now here in the U.S.
One of the things that doesn't help is that there is this discussion about a pause in the rate of global warming. Can you address that, whether you think it's real or not?
Sure. I wrote an article in the most recent issue of Scientific American that I wanted to call faux pause. It's about the fact that there is no pause in global warming. We're seeing more and more heat accumulating in the ocean. As I said before, we're seeing record levels of melt of Arctic sea ice. And what happens is there are fluctuations from year to year in the average temperature of the Earth. And those fluctuations have to do with random events like El Nino, volcanic eruptions. There are all sorts of things that can lead to year-to-year fluctuations in temperature. But when we step back and we look at, you know, the global average temperature trends over decades, we see the last decade was the warmest on record. A year ago, we actually had the warmest year on record here in the U.S. Just this last year, Australia had the warmest year they've ever seen. So no, climate change and global warming continues unabated, despite the fact that there are year-to-year fluctuations in, you know, in temperature.
And so as the science kind of lines up all on one side, and as you say, much of the politics stays on the other side, what do you see as the tipping factor, that point that will actually force the policies in the direction of climate change?
Well, you know, we talk about two different kinds of tipping points in this problem. First, there are the scientific tipping points. There are the climate tipping points. Will we commit to a level of dangerous interference with the climate that commits us to rapid melting of the ice sheets, to abrupt changes in drought patterns? The fear is that we may approach one of these climate tipping points before we approach the other tipping point, the tipping point in the public consciousness, the recognition that we are, through the emissions that we're making right now, we are locking in global warming and climate change for decades to come. And if we don't put our foot on the brake now, if we don't bring our emissions to a peak and begin to ramp them down, we will likely commit to what can reasonably be described as dangerous and potentially irreversible changes in climate. So we need that tipping point. We need something that will galvanize the public around the task, around the challenge. And it's a welcome challenge to, you know, shift away from our reliance on fossil fuels towards a clean energy economy. We know it'll be good for our economy. It'll be good for the planet. Our former president, George W. Bush, described the U.S. as a country that is addicted to fossil fuels. And we are. And Canada, you know, both of us have had this legacy of centuries of relying on fossil fuel energy, on cheap but dirty fossil fuel energy. And we are now starting, unfortunately, to see the negative impacts of that legacy.
That was American climatologist Michael Mann speaking to the CBC. Coming up next, we're going to hear some slightly more down-tempo tunes, to start it off with a sad number about wondering how the world would change if you were gone. Here's the Pack AD at Needles.
Watching the tide, sitting in the sand, waiting for the sound to arrive. Creeping behind the mountain. Holy water has nothing on this. And the world will go on. Cease to exist. Every wave that breaks is a second that I cannot replace. And when I feel like this, I wish I could shut it off. Why would I live life worried all the time? Shouldn't be a surprise. It's easy to be terrified. Oh, believe me, I've tried everything. I'm still sitting on needles and pins. Every breath I take is a second that I cannot replace. And when I feel like this, I wish I could shut it off. Every breath I take is a second that I cannot replace. And when I feel like this, I wish I could shut it off.
If they blow a hole in my backyard, everyone is gonna run away. Creeks won't flow to the great lake below. Will the water in the well still be okay? If they blow a hole in the backbone, the one that runs across the muscles of the land, oh, we might get a load of stone for the road, but I don't know how much longer we can stand. Thank you. muscles of the land. Well, we might get a load, a stone for the road, but I don't know how much longer we can stand. Well, we might get a load, a stone for the road, but I don't know how much longer we can stand.
You're back with CKVI Educational Radio for this hour's documentary on climate change. I'm still your host, Owen, and you just heard Sarah Harmer bring us back in with her tune, Escarpment Blues. Every single one of us can have a hand in helping to reverse our damages to the environment. If we keep it in our minds to protect our planet and make different choices in our day-to-day lives accordingly, it is possible. As we've heard, one of the biggest factors is public opinion, and it's up to us to shape that. Talking about the issue and working together to find solutions will create more and more drive to take action and stop the problem. As we all feel we know, everyday decisions can be some of the easy baby steps towards these goals, but so many of us carry on doing more harm than help regardless. We need to seriously embrace more environmentally friendly options. Public transportation is an essential focus, and when engaging a consumer market, it's necessary to go out of our way to make more eco-friendly choices. Ask around, search on the internet, and make sure you know. The biggest way to help the environment is to stay informed. And hey, this show can do nothing but help. Just for some general tips on, helping to combat global warming, you can look into environmentally friendly transportation, public transit, more like hybrid or alternative fuel cars, stuff like that. Looking for eco-friendly versions of anything you buy. You can help change and push the global mindset towards fixing the problem. Just talk to people when you're talking about climate change. If it comes up, educate the people around you and make sure we all know what we can do to help. And, there are a lot of advancements in alternative energy and fuel going on right now. There are hydrogen cars on the market, and solar panel prices are going down, and it's just getting more affordable for us to be friendly to our planet, and for us to all help the cause. As we come to the end of the hour, we come to the end of the show. Thank you for tuning in to CKVI Educational Radio, and me, Owen Dara. I hope you had a good time listening, and even if you hadn't learned anything new, at least take this as a reminder to make sure you're doing everything you can to help. It's everyone's home, and it's the only one we've got. I'm going to close off with one last song, and a little ending warning in case this hasn't been enough. If we ruin the Earth, we'll have nowhere to dance to Bowie, and that'd be the biggest shame of all. Here he is with a fitting tune called Changes. This is CKVI Radio, and your host, Owen. Signing off.
Still don't know what I was waiting for, and my time was running wild, a million dead-end streets, and every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me. I've never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Don't wanna be a richer man. To be a different man, thou may change me, but I can't trace time. Ooh, yeah. I watch the ripples change their size, but never leave the stream of warm and permanent sand. So the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they
try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Changes. Turn and face the strange.
Changes. Don't tell them to grow up out of it. Changes.
Turn and face the strange.
Changes. Where's the shame you've left us up to her now?